From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Abby Lee. Earlier this year, President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law allotted over $119 million for drinking water and clean water infrastructure updates in Missouri. KBIA's Lane Sobolskis has more.
Water infrastructure is aging. The Environmental Protection Agency says old pipes, broken or made of lead, are in need of major upgrades. But besides the pipes that carry drinking water and wastewater, stormwater infrastructure is crucial to managing floods. And the EPA has also identified emerging contaminants like PER and polyfluorocarbonyl substances, also known as PFAS. PFAS are chemicals that have been used since the 1940s. They're in industry and consumer products and have been found in the bloodstreams of people and animals across the globe, according to the EPA. PFAS have been linked to increased risk of cancer, immune system depletion, developmental challenges, reproductive effects, and weight challenges. There's money available in the Clean Water State Revolving Fund to upgrade water treatment systems to address emerging contaminants like PFAS. Governor Mike Parson said the funding will help fund Missouri community improvements to outdated drinking water and wastewater systems serving our citizens. I'm Lane Sobolskis, KBIA News.
The Missouri Senate passed a bill this morning that will make Planned Parenthood ineligible to receive reimbursements from Missouri's Medicaid program. The Missouri Independent reports the vote followed an 11-hour-long filibuster. The bill, which is headed to Parson's desk to sign into law, will make it difficult, if not impossible, for those on Medicaid to seek care at Planned Parenthood clinics. Yesterday evening, members of Missourians to Abolish the Death Penalty and Mid-Missouri Fellowship of Reconciliation held a vigil for Brian Dorsey. Dorsey was executed last night for killing his cousin and her husband in 2006. KBIA's Lane Sobolskis has this.
It's quiet outside the Boone County Courthouse. Protesters take a moment of silence for Brian Dorsey. Heads are lowered. A sign reads, "Why do we kill people? To show that killing people is wrong." Dorsey killed his cousin, Sarah Bonnie, and her husband, Benjamin, after being invited into their home. Steve Meyerhart says he condemns Dorsey's killing, but also believes it's wrong for the state to kill people as punishment.
It's easy to get discouraged. It's easy to give up. But the people out here are here because they know they make a difference. The idea is to keep this issue in front of people.
Multiple attempts to stop Dorsey's execution were made. Corrections officers and some family members of the victims and Dorsey also joined efforts to halt the execution. Dorsey's lawyers unsuccessfully argued that he had good behavior in prison and that his public defenders had a conflict of interest because they were paid a flat rate to represent him in trial. Jeff Stack is a longtime member and organizer with the Fellowship of Reconciliation.
We think it's really important to show that killing is wrong for all people and for the state as well. So we just think it's really important to be out here affirming that basic right.
The groups plan to continue organizing as Missouri's next execution nears. The state plans to execute another inmate in June.
Horrible lack of moral consistency in the death penalty.
I'm Lane Sobolskis, KBIA News.
And I'm Abby Lee, KBIA News, Columbia.